Bitzim in Reish Pei Chet, Sif Hei through Chet, it's really Hemshech, first half of the Hemshech of the Halachas of yesterday, Tainus Chalim and Shabbos, and it's not the Dirshu brings down from Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish also said that Bizmaneinu we don't do Tainus Chalim on Shabbos for the most part, because even during the week it's not so pasha to do it, Bizmaneinu. He says, certainly on Shabbos, it's not for the fact that it's Pasim Shulchan Aruch, but certainly on Shabbos, where it's really not Pasha to do it, then the meaning is not to do it. The Shaila is, if somebody's not going to be Mesana Tainus Chalayim, so, like the Mishnah Berurah says, Kasar Achreinim, B'shem HaShloh Kasu Achreinim, Sha'af Be'ilu HaGimel, Yeragal Al Rev, Lipsik Shloh Lishan B'Shabbos, Elisana Be'iz Yom B'chol Negerim Shabbos, Yom Mishnah Shacharev. That the Shloh, already a number of hundreds of years ago, says that even the three chalomis that are brought down here in the Mechaber, and if somebody sees these chalomis, Yom Kippur B'Shas Ne'ilo, or sees Kriyas HaTorah, or not exactly sure what the other ones are, Daf Kishin of Noflu, not Lechiyov, different things that are mentioned here in the Mechaber, to instead, somebody that does want to fast, should fast rather on 2 days to make up for Shabbos, because had he fasted on Shabbos, he'd have to fast another Tainus L'Tanisai, Shabbos and Sunday. So instead, L'Chatchila, you should just start fasting on Tuesday and Thursday, or whatever other Monday, Thursday. You should do 2 other days to make up those 2 days that he would have fasted, but not L'Chatchila to fast on Shabbos. Somebody that does end up fasting on Shabbos, Amasana B'Shabbos, Emer Aneinu Achrasim Tulasai, B'lei Chasimu. The person is allowed to say Aneinu on Shabbos. And he says a lot of say Ribbono Olam Galav Yedu Lefanecho. And Mishnah Berurah brings down over here that even though says the Einoi Oster Sheilas Tzrochov Elik Shmevakish Al Choli Or Parnaso V'Dayim Loi Sheish Tzar Lefanov Charatas Avaynoi Stev Loi Mechoyim Kimishen Avloshen Vidoi. That what you say you're not allowed to be Mevakish Yitzrochov on Shabbos, that's Dafka. Somebody asks for Parnaso, for Choli. We'll see Choli obviously doesn't mean a Choli Sheish Beisakono. That we'll see at the end of the Simen Choli Sheish Beisakono. Certainly you're allowed to daven on Shabbos. But some for chayli, these things there we don't do it on Shabbos. Shabbos you're listening for a crave of love. There are ways to say it, like we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, like Mishnah Berurah brings down. But generally, regular bakashas we do not do on Shabbos. Now kavua dika bakashas we do on Shabbos. Kiyodua rachim and benching and all that like kainitzor. Many kavua chinois we do say, but things which are not kavua to stam ask for panasa and ask for refuah shleima and these other things, the meaning is not to do that. Now, the halacha is not to. Now, there's two shailas that come up, and one is tefillas on ruchnius, and tefillas that now is the time to daven for it. For example, at a shaila I went, my wife gave birth on Shabbos, and we went in an ambulance from Beit Ha'ar to Yerushalayim. Do you say tefillas aderech or not? So it's not like, one of the reasons why you don't daven on Shabbos is because since it's not a Turk for right now, therefore it's better not to daven. That's why if it's Bikoach Nefesh, we do daven because it is a Turk for right now. So many Pesachim say, from the Mani Asos B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv back then, when I was looking into it, that he says also that you could, something which is a Turk for right now, then you could daven right now. In other words, something which came up on Shabbos that is not going to be tomorrow and wasn't yesterday, then this is the time to daven, and may one be allowed to daven, even though it's not a Terech Ruchni, it's a Terech Gashmi, Tfilas Aderech, a Terech Gashmi, nevertheless, you're allowed to say Tfilas Aderech. Ukedema. Then there's Tfilas Ruchniyos, to daven. Stamazle, to daven for Ruchniyos, because it's Brochu, Harein, Abimor, Terezecho, the Tfilas that a woman davens after benching Lich, these things are, that also many Paisim say is not a problem to daven. Then there's things that are somewhere in between, I guess the Tfilas Ruchniyos that, or mostly like Tfilas Hashloh. And if Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan comes out on Shabbos, or Tu Bishvat comes out on Shabbos, and you want to daven for an Esrik, it's also Ruchni Betzem. So these type of things that are in between, L'chari, you have a mixture of both of them together. It's also, this is the time to daven, and also this is the Ruchni Zika thing. L'chari, one would be allowed to daven for these things, even on Shabbos. Kim Dumani, that the meaning of Elam is when you get the Tfilas Hashloh. I mean, some people say it every day, Bichlal. One certain person spoke this past summer, Sukkot. He was speaking and he says it 3 times a day. 3 times a day. A very unique individual, actually. But it's certainly, it's not a tefillah that should be limited. It's a tefillah which is like, it's something good to daven for at all times. I think that when Rosh Chodesh does fall out on Erev Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Tevet falls out on Erev Shabbos, so many people, the same way that they're Maktim, the Yom Kippur Katan, many people say then, after Yom Kippur Katan, actually a lot of these, the Prince of Yom Kippur Katan has the Tevet Shalah afterwards, and they just say it then. The Lachur, one would be allowed to say, one is allowed to even be Mischarat and Zavonis, and as long as it's not Balash and Vidui. And I think the Minig Oilim is not to say also Hareini Meichel before Kriyash Malamito. Also, one does not say on Shabbos. At least in the Siddurim and in the Ventures and wherever else, it also says not to say it. One other halacha that's maybe more negea, hopefully, on a regular basis, is this halacha Zayin. Hakdimo lechol hu oinig, so then you should eat earlier. V'meichor oinig, kigun shadayin lenesachol yachar. So, mechain mishi yesh lesudas kol yom kumay b'shabbos, yishana b'shabbos lehakdimo lachar. This is a Gemara, like it's quoted here. It's machlokes whether or not you should, somebody, the Gemara says, you should do something different with your sudas Shabbos, that it should make it different than chol. So the Gemara asks, what is that? So the Gemara asks, what, how about somebody that has a geshmak suda every day? Schnitzel and rice, and that's what he has on Shabbos also. So, how is there any hecker between it? The Gemara says one man darba says to be makdim, one man darba says to be macher. And there's no stira, mar machod, delay pligi. This depends on whether or not a person, each person, give his teva. Is it better for him to eat earlier, or he's not so hungry, so he should push it off to later, or no? What the real shail over there is, should you eat earlier because you're makdim dachila, and that's more of an einig, or no, you should be hungrier, so you'll appreciate the food more, and that's the einig. My system, each depend on your person. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan points out, he says, there's other ways also to be mekayim this halacha. Even if you have it, eat at the same time, I think most people do not eat at the same time on Shabbos as they do during the week. In the week they eat at 8 o'clock breakfast and 1 o'clock lunch. Shabbos, 8 o'clock? Most people eat somewhere between 10, 11, 12, somewhere there. Generally, it's a different time, and for many, many people, there is no breakfast and lunch. It's breakfast and lunch together. That's what the Suda Shabbos is. So therefore, it's much more nicker. In the olden days, very many people only ate twice a day. So it was somewhere in between in the morning. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you can have a hecker another way also. You can have a hecker if you eat in a different place. Usually you eat in the kitchen and you eat in the dining room on Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan also says, if you have different kelim, if you have china on Shabbos, you use different kelim, that's also enough of a hecker. And even if you're eating at the same time, that in itself is a hecker. Certainly, the Indian of Shabbos, it should be nicker, that if something is different than a Suda Shchol.